Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We wake up with mimosas, we have wine with lunch, and we end the night with you. It's The Real Housewives of Dallas, Season 1, Episode 4, Mouth of the South, starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're all losing control after this episode. My God, I can't believe the notes, some of the weird notes I have.
From Leanne.
If someone read, I just want someone to read these notes and be like, what is this? This is a hot mess. Well, if you want to talk about the hot mess with us, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and I'm ready to get in. It's good to be back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. And
everybody missed you. We all missed you last week.
And we'll give a shout out to Thomas, who will be here next week.
Yes, he better be.
So who's sitting next to me tonight to talk about crazy Leanne and company?
Yes, you kick it off.
I'm DJ Richie Sky. You can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky and on the Snap at Richie Sky.
And I am Blake V, and you can stalk me too on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
I'm loving this song. I love some classic Sierra, so I'm into it. But let's talk about tonight's episode. And just all the little things that happened. I have so many little notes, but at the top of the show, Stephanie and Brandy, the dynamic duo, are planning to go to, what is it? Where are they going? Oklahoma.
Coweta,
Oklahoma. And, or wherever. Yeah. And so they're getting ready somewhere to go. Brian, Brandy's husband, doesn't like any of the pets. The kids try to get attention from the father by using the pets as pawns. It's all kind of sad and negative at the top to me.
Yeah. The husband always seems so annoyed and like not.
He's a downer. Every time he comes on the screen, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I am. Sorry.
No, it's so true. That's perfect explanation. Yeah. He's a downer.
I don't mean to be like mean, but I feel like the money must be really good because I don't think he's that good looking. I just don't think. I don't think he's like the total package. You know, sometimes these husbands you can be like.
He comes into the scene like a caveman and just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Seriously.
So true.
And I feel bad for Brandy in a way. I'm not the biggest Brandy fan on this panel, but I do feel like she has a lot of life in her and she wants to have a good time and she wants to keep it light. And to have that dark cloud kind of running around just can't be too fun.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't like that in my life. I wouldn't be okay with it.
No. But, and she's doing a good job at staying peppy.
Yeah.
Well, living with that.
I feel like she has to, though, like, you know, for the kids. And,
yeah. All the
you know, it's like she acts out in her personal life, you know, with the other ladies. So because she can't really get the attention that she needs at home.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like.
That's true.
Yeah. See, I'm not a big believer in, like, opposites attract. Like, you need one big personality needs someone else to keep them grounded. Like, I think you just need to be on the same wavelength to have a good, like, to have fun and to be able to compliment each other.
But, you know, she did say that they used to party, like, together.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the way, he maybe just turned into a different person.
Mm-hmm. That happens all the time. People do change.
Yep.
They say leopards can't change their spots, but, yeah, people do kind of turn into different folks than how you started out.
Well,
you know, especially if you're young, forget it.
Right.
If you marry young, forget it.
Yeah.
And they've been together like 10 years.
And they've been together since high school, I think they said. So, you know, you get older, marriage changes things, kids change things, animals change things.
Yeah.
Money probably changes things. Everything changes.
What's that saying?
Traveling changes things.
Yeah.
What's that saying? Like every 7 years you progress.
Richie's had a moment or two.
I'm just saying. I mean, you're traveling all the time. I mean, it's kind of hard to maintain a successful marriage when you're not there.
Yeah, you can't do the work. Yeah. And they say something about every 7 years you're like different than you were previous. Like I think back to like the 7 year increments of my life and I'm a completely different person.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows? But he's not into the pets. meanwhile, Leanne started the day with Charity and she's going to this opulent condo, it looks like.
Very opulent.
I love Leanne's life. I do. Mm-hmm. I just, I'm so riveted by it.
Yes. She is all done up. She was all blown out.
She looked amazing.
Yeah, she did.
She looked beautiful. That's the first thing I thought is she came into this very opulent abode and like, everything was good. The makeup was good. The lighting was good. Like, mm-hmm. it was just a very good look.
She was dressed to impress.
Yes, I feel like there was like a high volume of intensity, though, coming into that place. You know? Like,
because she was on a mission.
She was there on business.
She was on a mission.
She is a fabulous saleswoman.
She is.
Isn't she?
She is.
She gets right to the point. She sucks you in. She's convincing. Mm-hmm. She's commanding. Yep.
Well,
She's great.
We met the queen of the charity world tonight, Heidi Dillon, but I was more impressed with her dog. Could you pick out the dog in the apartment?
I knew it blended in with the couch.
It did.
Couldn't even find it.
It did. I didn't even notice that it was there until Leanne started talking to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we learn about the upcoming event, the Pause for a Cause, for a rescue group in the animal world. And then they're talking about this other charity, Positivite. Not positive, it's Positivite. So yeah. I want to make sure that's correct.
That's true.
And it's a group project. It's a group of women that are HIV positive, and she sold Heidi on being the honorary chair for this event. And I was hoping that she was going to take Leanne's offer because I was like, you can't not accept this on camera. Like,
yeah.
You're going to look terrible if you say no to this group of women.
And it certainly sounds like an amazing cause, for sure.
It does.
So.
Yeah. I was just kind of like, she's got to say yes. Yeah. You look really almost cheap if you say no.
Yeah.
On camera.
And an awful human.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Cheap and awful.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the 4-hour car ride that looks like a nightmare on ice.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I do not envy them. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could have done it. It would have had to been some nannies.
Yeah. Well, and that's a long ride, even for non-children. Like I can't be in the car longer than an hour at a time. I have problems.
2 hours is my max, and then I'm getting like really antsy and irritable and nasty.
Can't take it. And just imagine like you're small and you're in a chair, car seat.
And they were chattering and crying nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is
you're locked
torture.
In this prison on wheels.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It wasn't good.
Oof, that is just not
I liked Brandy's commentary though, and she's saying like, you see the commercials of like minivans and families and it's like great and everyone's happy. She's like, they need to put up the sign that says just don't go. Just don't take the trip.
Don't bother.
Stressful.
So Stephanie visited her parents and her family, and we learned how important they are to her. We saw a bunch of her family, and we learned that there's no Uber in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but we learned there's something even more fabulous, I think.
AAA.
And that was, who knew?
Oh, your car with you in it.
Wow. With you in it.
That's an expensive trip, though. I mean, I can get home in under $7.
I don't know.
Just don't drink.
Maybe the AAA rates in Coweta are different.
I would hope.
Than what we have here.
But she made it seem like it
was
so obvious.
Yeah, they probably soak
you in LA.
And that's actually not true because when you have AAA, you can pay for the premium membership as I do. Mm-hmm. And you get like 100 miles free. So as long as you're in your little town. So like you don't pay for the mileage that you're towed.
Right. I have AAA.
Yeah. Oh. You've never used it. I clearly have. So you pay just annually.
Was it on a broken night?
No comment.
I use it to get into Universal Studios for $3 off.
Oh, that's great. Well, see, be thankful that you've never had to use it. I clearly have had to use it for many, many miles. But yeah, you pay annually, and then you get to go up to 100 miles for free. So as long as you're in your little town, AAA, now you know. If you can't get Uber, if your phone died, if your credit card's not hooked up right, AAA.
There you go.
Interesting. My poor car is just so uninsured, and it's like, I mean, it's insured, but it's totaled, so I don't even know if they would bother.
Oh.
But that's another story for another day, kids. Brandy feels a little awkward at this dinner. She rather sit at the kids' table. She's kind of reflecting on her own
life. I sometimes feel like that, too.
I do, too.
With other families.
I get it. Yeah.
Somebody else's family is always just like, oh, God, I got to do this.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like, it's not
you
want to
be there, but it's like, I don't know you.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like, where's the kids' table?
Exactly. It's
I agreed. I would, I feel her. Yeah.
But I did enjoy Stephanie's family because they felt very, like, home to me. Like, that's what my... That's how I grew up, so it was very much similar. I got that.
Yeah.
It was nice to see like a wholesome family come together for once on these shows.
Certainly. I know that's true. And I like that she's bringing her kids back to that environment because her home and her house is very different. And these children's father is very different than what her father seemed like.
Yeah.
You know? And so bringing them back is great. And it was funny to see how Stephanie really looks like she was kind of plucked out of her family. She sort of like looks different. She speaks different. Everyone still has a thick accent. She's very, you couldn't tell where she's from just talking.
It's true.
you know? Mm-hmm. So that's interesting too, kind of seeing the
divide. Just struck me this episode that Stephanie's actually really, she's really pretty.
She's very pretty.
Really, really, really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. She's still out to me a little more.
She's so kind of like insecure almost. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. And to that point, she says that she feels her parents feel as though she doesn't deserve some of the stuff she has in her life because she hasn't necessarily earned it.
I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
I thought, like, why would you say that about yourself? Like, that's...
Yeah.
She must think about it often to be able to feel so open to saying that on camera. Mm-hmm. She must really feel like they must just think, like, hey, she just got lucky, as opposed to, like, wow, you really built a good life for yourself.
Yeah, well, there is a level, an amount of luck. I mean, she is very lucky to have that be her life.
But I think seeing all of that and hearing her say that gives a lot of context as to why she reacts to certain situations on the show the way she does. Yeah. You know, almost kind of like cowering, like she doesn't want to rock the boat with anybody.
That's true.
Obviously, it's her childhood.
Completely. And it's interesting, too, like in a family dynamic, if you have like one family member that's rich or like the rich aunt and uncle or something, but that doesn't necessarily reflect on the rest of the family. Yeah. So that's probably an interesting feeling, too. You know, knowing that you probably could take care of everyone in your family, but you don't or can't for whatever reason. And it's sort of like, okay, I'm here. I'm the rich sister. Yeah. Yeah.
If she does the chores, she probably can.
Right.
Oh, Lord. That's right. Yes.
Did you get the list done, Stephanie? That's what matters.
Let's talk about the pause cause event. We learned of Leanne's Pomeranian. I kept hearing that we were going to learn more about why Leanne was so passionate about charity. So I thought this was going to be like the beginning of like her motivation. But we learned more about her coming from the background of the carnival. And then we learned of this dog. But I still feel there has to be more as to why she's so involved. I'm waiting to hear more.
Yeah.
Maybe there isn't any more.
I still think it's because she grew up as a carny kid and she wanted to make a name for herself. And she found a way to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
In your discussion last week, I was listening, and we were talking about why she's so angry towards the women, and her motivation for just being so like all over the place. And I really thought about it. I said, I think for her, she, and this kind of is to your point, is that she, I think, is a little jealous that these other women can do and say whatever they want, but she has to do the work to stay relevant and to stay in this scene.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone else can show out, walk around, and be disrespectful to the older women or wear stupid hats, but she has to be the one that's business-minded and in control in order just to stay like on the on the list. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, where the others, they just have the money, they're going to invite them anyway, because they can write a check.
Yes, and they feel that way amongst one another, too. And Leanne's definitely on the outside of that. And that makes a lot of sense. That's a good point. Because, I mean, just imagine, like, you know, you're someone that works really hard. You've got a couple jobs, or you never sleep, or whatever. And you're really working hard for your career or your money. Meanwhile, you have some friend that just was born into a rich family, or just left out. Yep. Everything's lovely for them, and they never have to work really hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm definitely sensitive to those comments, too. Yeah, I get irritated, too.
Yeah.
You know, so on that level, I can understand where Leanne's coming from more now that you...
definitely adds another contextual layer to all that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even for me, like, I get irritated. I see people that just kind of float through life and all the waves, they just kind of seem to just pass. They have no idea that they even exist. They have no idea that certain strife even exists. And it's like, oh, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
And it's like, good for you. Yeah,
you're
just,
like, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
You're just constantly bored. I do the right vibes, the right sun. Maybe Mercury was in retrograde. I don't know.
Something was working for you.
Yeah. I can't wait for this Mercury to get out of retrograde. That's the problem. But anyway, so at this event, Marie is there, Leanne and Tiffany.
I love Marie.
I like her too.
I just want to say that. I love Marie. I want to see more of her. We actually got to see her in confessionals tonight. I was just so excited. I was like, oh, new cast member.
She seems like see more. She seems like a good, like in the middle, like, you know, of the feud.
Yeah.
And she just seems to be classy in her own right. You know? Yeah. She doesn't seem like she has too much to prove.
Yeah.
So I like that.
That is good. Yeah. I know.
Although we may need her to amp up the drama so that she's there next season.
Yeah.
A few of them need to amp up. All of them. Need to amp up the drama.
Carrie, I'd like to see Carrie do something. But before we get to her.
But I like her too.
Who, Carrie?
Carrie.
Even
though she hasn't shown us a lot yet, which I'm hoping more will come this season, I do like her.
I don't dislike her,
but for the show, I'm like, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I think she's real quick. And I think she makes really, really appropriate sort of analysis of the ladies and is sort of like just quick in her interactions with them and in the sort of confessional.
Yeah.
I like her perspective. Yeah. And I think she's fun. Yeah. She went to the yoga. She yoga's her church.
She's really
like a freaking pretzel. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing?
I know. I've done yoga for a while. I couldn't even begin to touch one of those things.
You and me both. Like, I go forget often. It. Yeah. And
acrobatic.
She was like another level.
She enjoyed showing off too.
She was like Cirque du Soleil.
She was just kind of like, let me do this, let me do that. And nobody else is doing anything.
No, nothing.
And I'm like, girl.
That was just the warm up. Like the class hadn't even started.
I won't do that hot yoga though. I won't.
That's not for you?
No. Really? I don't think it's very healthy for you. I don't know. Is it?
Oh, I think it's great because in the heated
room.
When
you're about to pass out?
Yes. When you're near death is when you get optimal health benefits. No, I think it's good.
I take it easy.
It like warms up your joints and loosens your joints, so I feel like you can hit the moves you never would be able to.
Yeah, in a standard scenario. Drenched in sweat and gasping for breath.
When I have sweat in yoga, though, I just feel like I just give myself a pass because I'm like, oh, you're perspiring. Like, take this easy. Like, you know,
you're done.
Yeah, I'd rather do it a little on the cold side, even though you're not supposed to. But anyway, Tiffany says that she sees the sweet side of Brandy, but Leanne is quick to say that she's fake and that she already tried once and she's not trying with her again. So when did Leanne try with Brandy? Was it at that brunch? Was that her trying? Brandy wasn't at that brunch. It was Stephanie and Carrie.
Her trying. The only thing I can think is that it seems like in the interactions together between like Leanne and Brandy, maybe Brandy will make the first like move to attack Leanne. And so in Leanne's mind, she thinks that's her trying, like because she's not the proactive one initially. That's all I can think, right? Because has there been a definitive moment where she tried? I don't think so.
I feel like it was maybe she's thinking she's tried when they had that conversation at Marie's.
Yeah, the couch.
When they were sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she initially tried then and it didn't go so well. And that was her like, I'm not doing that again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe. So
that's the only thing I can think of.
Me too. I do. Think. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. I think that was the only other time that I can remember in the last four episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
After yoga, Tiffany and Carrie sat down, and Tiffany says that Leanne puts on a front, and she tried to kind of defend Leanne in her own way. And I thought Tiffany definitely tried this week to be a friend,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think she was like throwing like her friend under the bus or really saying anything other than just being honest. What do you think?
I totally agree. I think so because she
which isn't easy when you've got everyone coming at you with negative comments try to be in the middle.
For her wanting to try to be friends with those ladies bringing negative comments because she really strikes me as like a loyal friend and I don't think she's really trying to hurt Leanne in any way, but she wants to branch out. She wants to be friends with these ladies and we saw a little tender moment between her and Brandy where she kind of said like, hey, I just want you to know.
Do you think that Brandy received that?
No.
Because she was like,
I don't think Brandy received it, but I do think Tiffany was legit.
I think she, I think she was legit, but I do think maybe it was a little too much like, I need to like make this happen like with you because you're the source of the other lady. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I think
that just also shows too, Tiffany's like want, like she really wants to get out of Leanne's shadow. So she is so much to the point where she's like, Brandy, I don't think this of you. Don't attach me to Leanne. We're cool. Like, hug. You know?
And she was up Carrie's ass last week with the same thing.
Right. Even this week too, like with the yoga and she's definitely trying to branch out and make friends with the other ladies. Yeah. I can appreciate that though.
Is she trying too hard or is she trying the right way?
I'm personally...
She's right in the line, in my opinion.
I think she's
kind
okay.
Kind of too hard.
I don't think she's trying too hard. I think that Leanne is a very large casting shadow for her to get out under. She's attached herself to Leanne through years and years of like charity and reputation and everything.
Yeah.
And so for this show, I think she just has to try extra hard to get through to these ladies who already have such a problem with Leanne.
I think she's kind of up Carrie's butt, to be honest with you. Like, I think she's really trying with the video last week and she's just really trying to stay
so
in her
orbit.
So you
don't think it's genuine?
No, I think it's a fine line. Like, I think, I mean, I have to keep watching, but I feel like if she pushed it a little bit more extreme, I'd be like, okay, relax, like just build this friendship organically. But
you'll be my LA girlfriend in Dallas.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay, back up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, oh, you're my East Coast buddy.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to say that.
Yeah.
We're here, so we're obviously probably going to develop the relationship. You know what I mean?
Good.
I'd be fine with it. If she said that to me, I'd be like, cool. I'm fine with it.
I'm only talking about what we're given. I guess maybe they're just showing her just going after these women, and we're not really seeing other sides of her. But who knows? Then we learn that everywhere Tiffany goes, everyone knows Leanne. She can't get away from Leanne. And then Carrie says, that's nice that she does so much work, but she doesn't have old money. That's basically what she said in that comment.
And I think she said that last week, too.
She did. Yeah. She said it too.
You're right. In the lunch. She did. So this is the second time now she's sticking it in there again.
I'm so glad you do so much work, but you don't have any money. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's all she's got, I guess. What else can we say?
I guess that actually brings up a good point quickly, too, is the fact that Leanne is truly working very hard, devoting her life to all these causes and really trying to get to that level of Carrie calls it socialite, like she's trying to be a socialite. Mm-hmm. But then Carrie seems to definitely be a person to identify that with old money. And I think that's the divide, is that some people totally accept Leanne for what she is and her work and everything, and they identify with it and accept it. And then there's another half of the people, I think, that are like, oh, well, no matter how much you work, you're never going to get to that level of like old money socialite. Yeah. So that's an issue. I think Carrie definitely is on the other side of the fence there.
I see what you're saying.
A socialite? That's the question now. What really does make a socialite? Because in my eyes, I would still consider her a socialite.
Yeah. I would
because
too.
Because she's making Leanne. Things happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's doing the work. I feel like that.
I completely agree with you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about Brandy calling her grandfather and planning to bring him to Dallas.
Yeah.
What did you think of that moment?
Well, it's definitely one of the most heartfelt moments. I mean, no one else
is
sort of...
many notes. I mean, I'm like, you know, it's good. We have to see the interaction, to see him come over. Like, it's tough to judge based on a phone call. Like, we're aware of their estrangement and all that. So.
And here's the thing for me. The rest of the... Like, we're dealing with charity stories and, like, poop issues, you know? And then it comes to Brandy. And, like, Brandy's issues are, like, very, like, serious and heartfelt and, like, deep-seated family, you know? So for me, that kind of juxtaposition of both is kind of strange to take.
It's
way heavy on one side and then way light on the other.
Yeah.
You basically spoke my mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
That's same like a page. Testament to this show, though. It's a little scattered. It's like, is this like a cop? Because I think this is like a comedy show half the time, more than half the time. And we'll get into all the comedy at Maurice Cocktail Hour. But I'm like,
tonight's episode was rich.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, is it just going to be like all fluff and nonsense? And then then we're going to have these like, you know, storylines from the past. So who knows? I mean, I like that it's well rounded, but it's not that well rounded. It's just jumps to me. It just jumps.
Yeah,
and there's
sort
really
of
no
like
rhyme or reason to half this stuff. Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about Maurice Cocktail Hour. And it was opened up by Leanne saying, here in Dallas, we girls switch off. Now, I plan events a lot, I guess, and have fun. Like, I don't need to be in Dallas to do that.
I mean, true. I've been to Grant's events.
Yeah. Don't we all kind of like just switch off? Is it that just a Dallas thing? Maybe I'm in the wrong city. Maybe I'm just in the wrong place.
Life thing, I think.
But I just love that. I love it. Like, she opens up a lot of things with that. Like, in Dallas, we do this. In Dallas, we don't do that. Now, in Dallas, we only do this. I'm like, all right. It's like.
But I think that's why I like Leanne, because everything that's associated with her is an event. Like, it's spectacular.
The event of the season.
You know what I mean? I mean, I feel like at least with her in this particular franchise, she brings that element.
She does.
Yeah. I can't believe she's still talking about Mad Hatters. and I was laughing about about
this. I feel
this
like it happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was so ridiculous. And at that pause event, there was a guy who looked like he came off the bus coming from the Mad Hatter's event, all in pink with the big pink top hat.
Like the ringleader.
Yeah, I'm like, you're a little late.
Wait, was he the
you're
owner
a little
of the
late.
Shop, though?
I think so.
I was like, what?
Maybe.
Barbie Pink. Or maybe I don't know.
The sponsor of the event? Like the main guy that put it together, maybe?
I was clueless.
Yeah, I don't know. All I remember is he had bad teeth. Sorry. Oh. Just had bad teeth. I mean, that's the only thing I remember.
Sorry, not sorry.
But there's somebody else's little instigator at this cocktail hour, but we'll get to that in a moment. Stephanie says that she's not nervous at all. And about all the drama that she's going to face. And I'm like thinking, like, what is all the drama? Like, what is all, like, they had literally, this consisted of mimicking so far. The mimicking happened. They talked about it on a couch the minute after it happened. Then there was the hat. And then they had to have a brunch, which only two women showed up to. And that was it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's all the drama?
I think for her and her Stephanie world, that is probably the most drama that she's actually had with another group of women. You know, because obviously she's a mom, so there's that sort of thing to deal with, you know, because you're in mom mode and husband, family. But I don't think she's had to deal with women acting like that.
Yeah.
Agreed. And she's, like, super concerned about her reputation. Yeah. And she really, she's real scared that Leanne's going to, like, really do some damage against her.
Well, she's not nervous, but Brandy claims that she is nervous. Well, are we surprised? Tiffany tells Brandy that she's a real person. We talked about this. Blake, you mentioned this. How she pulled over to say, just to let her know she's a real person and that she's just not associated with Leanne's opinions and her thoughts. So we can move on from that with Leanne saying, in Dallas, it's hard to find friends.
Again, first off, it's two things, though. I love that Brandy said that Tiffany was on her, like, a 50% off sale at JCPenney. I was like, oh, my God. That was the burn of the century right there. Like, and she didn't even deserve it. Like, it was so bad.
She didn't do anything.
And she really didn't deserve it.
No.
But then I love that Leanne now all of a sudden has a new friend. Like, that was her constant sidekick at this party.
Oh, Erica.
I could not take that. Grant saw me just, like, Leanne is all of these things. She's talking herself up so much. She's great and fabulous.
Yeah.
And
Erica's just like, doesn't have
a malicious bone. And she's off in the corner just, like, shit-talking with this girl. And she's just... You know?
But they all are. To be fair, they all are.
But just the visual of just like them in the corner. I'm like, come on, Leanne, come on. You know?
I loved it.
Yep. I know. I kind of like that too. And they just observe. Like, we're not stupid over here. They're like, their arms crossed.
We're not stupid enough.
Yeah, yeah. Someone that was stupid was this Botox queen named Taylor, who was there. Who was,
you know,
very,
that was actually the burn of the century right there.
Very rude, this boy, though. Very rude to be in an event with all women and to go and making all these comments. He doesn't want to sweat, so he has to get Botox, which is not good for you. They say you're supposed to sweat, so don't be doing that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, not a good thing.
And I didn't understand his whole little gossip game either. Like, he's friends with these ladies, so he's going to go talk about every single one of them behind their backs? I didn't understand that.
Maurice said he was a gossip.
Yep. He was thirsty for the cameras. He saw the cameras and he was like, which camera, which housewife are they on? I'll just talk to you about the opposite.
Yeah. They moved to another housewife. Yeah. He's going over to gossip.
So he says that Leanne is a bully and needs a therapist. And then both Stephanie and Brandy were kind of on good behavior. They were like, oh, you're funny. Like, they didn't get in too deep with him.
Yeah.
They kind of let him do all the work. And then,
which was smart. That was good.
Yeah. And then we learned that Leanne was wasted one night, allegedly, and she might have just pooped her pants. I mean, this is like the stupidest show of my life. Like, I literally can't talk about this show. Like, how am I supposed to make notes about this?
We thought we escaped from the poop, and now we're back to the freaking poop.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We are, Richie.
Marie for that, because Marie told him that story. Allegedly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said that.
Well, then Brandy had to run over and ask Tiffany if she was there when Leanne released.
Now, I feel like that was when Tiffany was really being a good friend. Like, she said, you can talk all this stuff about Leanne, but, you know, she's my friend.
She did say that. I did appreciate
that moment.
Yep. Then Leanne said, they're probably just saying a bitch. And they cut to Brandy going, she's a bitch. Like, this is the show that we're watching. Tiffany brings Leanne. And then Tiffany escorts Leanne into this mess. And Brandy apologizes that her manners aren't up to par. of course, it just goes crazy from there.
Can I just say something, though? Yes. Like, you know, the housewife that says that they're going to patch things up, they got to know this is not going to work.
Like, it never does.
It never works. It never goes according to plan.
Nope. Brandy never. Says that Brand... Oh, God. What is this? Brandy says... Oh, yeah, that... Oh, Brandy says, oh, I heard you were shit-talking me at brunch. Then they go into the history of the mimicking and all that, and Brandy says that she makes up lies about her, all the stuff.
Well, and also, Leanne... Yes, and Leanne was making some point at the brunch previously, something about respect your elders. So it seemed to me like Leanne was saying, respect your elders, like she's... that Leanne is Brandy's elder or something. So Brandy sort of called her out on it and said, like, oh, are you my elder? Like, should I address you as such? And she was like, I'm not that. But, like, she sort of said that. She sort of implied that at the brunch. Mm-hmm. So that was another key point.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a glass was emptied and then smashed on the floor with a nice sound effect. You know, some guy post-production was looking those up at 4 a.m. she could have threw a whole carafe of wine. There
was someone that said, oh, my God, wine got on my dress. I think it was Carrie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't understand what happened. Okay, first of all,
Carrie didn't do anything the whole time.
Yeah, like, why did she throw it? Number two, why did she throw it on people?
I love that she called Stephanie over and said, I know you want to be a part of this. I love it.
Yeah, she was afraid up in her face.
And then poor Stephanie was just like...
traumatized. I love a throwing of a glass. I always said, I've said on AfterBuzz, if I was on a reality show, I absolutely would throw one. So I think it's great. I mean, I think it was fun.
If I were Carrie or whoever was on that left edge that got the spill, I'd be furious. And that'd be a new point of drama.
Yeah. They're looking for it in the kid. Yeah. So she says, your charity world is going to go down the toilet. More bathroom humor on The Real Housewives of Dallas. It just brings it all circle. It full circle, doesn't it?
It does.
So that's how it ends, but it's going to get crazy next week. Do we have any news and gossip before we go there?
I have nothing too biting.
I don't have anything as of yet.
Yeah.
It's still pretty slow right now. I looked at an article about the ratings. Yes. The ratings have just kind of like changed, but they're not going up. A couple of people on Twitter have like posted like things like, oh, is it going to get canceled and all this? I don't know. I think unless the show just severely poorly, I think that they'll probably try to do it second season at least.
I think it's going to pick up too.
Yeah, I think sometimes a lot of these shows need a moment to like, kind of get going. I think now we're kind of just used to every show making a splash that it's kind of different to watch one that's more subtle and build. Yeah. So hopefully this one continues to build.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. We'll see how the ratings are for this week's episode. But yeah, it's gelling a little bit for me. Like, it's looking more like Housewives, in my opinion, but it's not quite there just yet.
Isn't it funny? The whole first couple episodes have been really slow, and that's been the majority of our comments. And then this week, we finally see, like, what's going to happen in next week's, and we're so excited. We're like, it's finally Housewives. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Drama.
Yeah. It finally feels like that.
Yeah.
Right. So let's take a moment and predict what's coming up.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I'm awfully excited for this fight with Tiffany and
Leanne. Oh, God, I think we all are.
I've been just itching to see this all season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it looks really gnarly. Like, Leanne's gone crazy. She, like, is just so upset. Tiffany's, like, trying her best to be like, stop it. I'm telling you good things. Like, quit being crazy. And Leanne just can't take it and, like, goes after a cameraman.
Yeah, Leanne's just, like, at that fight high.
Yeah.
She's just at that high. Like, she's just railing, like, ready to just knock somebody in the street. I was surprised that I wanted to see someone push someone towards the street because that would be more dramatic, you know?
Right, right.
A little more over the top.
I don't think we've seen anyone attack a cameraman on any of these shows.
No.
So I'm excited about that.
That'll be hilarious.
And it's so funny because
I believe it. I believe Leanne is that like pushed to the limit.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I think so too. I wouldn't put it past her. And she's just always so positive and like self-affirming and just I'm so good. I'm so this, I'm so that. And she was the first one to like really lose it all. Yeah.
Completely lose it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well the girls are gonna hold that against her forever and ever and ever. Yeah, but sure. What else is new?
I know, I'm excited to see what Tiffany's opinion of the whole matter will be. Seeing firsthand her be like that and be mean to her and push her and do all this and all she's trying to do is salvage the situation and comfort Leanne.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't wait.
Yeah. You're right. Yes, next week looks good, so you'll have to join us here at AfterBuzz for our recap. In the meantime, where can we find you guys on social media?
You can stalk me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter, and the Snap at Richie Sky.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
And you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Grants_Rants. And you can find my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, on iTunes, Google Play, and all that stuff. And some new shows are finally coming. Just bear with me, guys. So that'll be coming up. You can always find more content on YouTube for The Real Housewives of Dallas. That'll do it for us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.